Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm sort of saying that probably this is genuinely our first regular show of the new year. Would you agree?
I would agree, I think.
You would agree indeed. Let's see whether the Swampies agree. This is Valley of the Dead. Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Swampies. They are, you know how last week I played a couple of tracks by bands from Flanders?
Yeah.
No, week before last, was it?
I'm completely confused as to what.
Oh, I don't know either.
No, last week was Goth, wasn't it?
Yeah, last week was Goth. The week before that.
Right, yeah.
Well, here's a bunch of Walloons. The Swampies. I interviewed Joe Swampy before.
Does ring a bell.
Yeah, I interviewed him in Palais de Mar. Anyway, they've got a new album out. First time in 25 years.
Right, okay.
They're as good as I am. We've got a new album out called Last One Before Snuffing Out, so don't expect any more in the next 25 years. No. Absolutely brilliant album. We will be playing more from it in future weeks as well. And thank you very much to Drunkabilly Records for sending us this, by the way.
Cool.
Yeah. That was a track called Valley of the Dead. What is the Swampies website?
Swampies.com?
No, it's the Swampies.com. Oh. All the games I play. Poorly being an internet one, Tony Neil. I haven't got any additional material this week. I had one joke that I thought was a joke that came through from Glumbongo, that said, and when I opened it up, it said, Happy New Year to you and Tony. And I sent him a message back going, that's not a joke, mate. So we haven't got anything. So right. If you do have a joke for us, email poorlyb@punkyradio.com, titling your email. Sorry, poorlyb@punkyradio.com, titling your email. Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem for us, where are you, Joni H. Jizz? If you have a poem for us, email poorlyb@punkyradio.com, titling your email. Poetry Corner. Next track this week, come by Music Submit, Tony.
Okay.
Band called Genuine Hick. I think you're going to like this. And do you know what? I'll talk about Symmetry later on in the show, but I've accidentally done it again, ridiculously perfectly, and we'll talk about it in the last section. This is pure coincidence how it's working out this week. Pure coincidence. Anyway, what is Genuine Hick's website? Genuine... Just for the local homer, I'll give you that clue.
Oh. GenuineHick.com. I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oklahoma, US, gonna be a .com. GenuineHick.com. Paulie Bean instead one, Tony one, this is Wrong Turn.
Grown man with a diaper that's full. Weighs him down when he goes for a stroll. He made a wrong turn. He made a wrong turn. Stares across a vacant lot strewn with weeds. Waits for the signal to pass slow to me. He made a wrong turn. He made a wrong turn. Round the corner, sunlight glimmers on green grass. Over here, sunlight looks like cut glass. I move faster to avoid his gaze. The birds sing, we'll never let you get away. I made a wrong turn. Taken its toll. Forceps have disfigured my skull. I took a wrong turn. I made a wrong turn. Your beauty has been a fool with me. I was never one to sit on the throne and preach peace. A pit bull slipped its chain. My hand in its mouth, my fingertips broke the spray. I made a wrong turn. I made a wrong turn. He tows a shopping cart with everything he has. Child's coffin cushioned by black plastic bags. He made a wrong turn. He made a wrong turn.
Listening to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks to you, such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's a good job, I know what I'm doing. That was Genuine Hick, Long Term. We will be playing another track by them in our Valentine's show, which as a result of some of the songs that came through this week, I'm already putting together. It's cool. Our Valentine's show this year. It could be up there with our Halloween show.
Oh, okay.
It could be up there with our Christmas show in terms of inappropriateness for the occasion. But I think it's going to be up there with the Halloween show this year. I really, really do. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent.
I don't normally look forward to Valentine's Day, but anyway, yeah. Thank you, Genuine Hick, for giving me something great to play there. And by the way, you might think Wrong Turn might have been a good one for our Valentine's show, but no, this one's even better. Right, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
Kind of, yes, I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments. It is quiet at the moment, so I'm assuming you're all coming back off your... whatever holidays, so now you're back, Don't forget, like our page, leave us a comment, go to go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment. Simple as that, really. We've only got a couple this week, and they're in replies, really. We haven't got any new comments, we've just got replies to our new year, right. But they are of note. Liam David Arnold, in response to our request for you to maybe purchase a fucking clock, he says, only if you do the design I asked for. And he went on to say, he's going to have to find the email out, but he says, I think it was Both Your Faces on the Clock.
Got
to have something
to
look at. Not really.
No.
But I don't think he did it. So, as we mentioned before, the Cafe Press thing, if you do want something on there that's not on the page, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, but it's have an always looking clock. Is there for a reason?
Exactly. It's a great idea.
You've got to be always looking at
always looking.
Always looking at the time. Yeah, anyway, apparently mine's on order. I'll let you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try and get back into it all. But yeah, don't forget to take a picture when it gets there.
Yeah, and also, just before you go on about Facebook, you can follow us on Twitter if you'd like to, @PunkyRadio. And I'm remembering to check it more often, but I know there was a tweet from El Jefe, a.k.a. Fatboy, that I haven't checked yet that was on there. So I will do those from next week. So if you're on Twitter, @PunkyRadio, follow us. We'll follow you back.
Okay.
We'll follow you back. We're like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just a couple of guns from Neil. Neil from who just says charming, and one from Cynthia Brewer who says Happy New Year. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, both of those. Sin, we don't know enough about you. More information, please. You're one of our mystery new listeners.
Exactly.
The mystery Sin. As I say, you're listening to Dust the Phonics Underneath us right now. Stay tuned in Gig Guide for more information about them and something I will be doing this weekend. But right now it's time for the next song.
Okay.
Oh, so you didn't. Oh, right. No, I will just say this, by the way. Also on Facebook, I had an exchange with Timmy Durella of the Durellas, who had sent me an email saying, thanks for playing Limousine again, or saying, thanks for playing us again. All the best. Timozine.
Oh.
Because they're mates, the bands are mates to each other, and he called himself Timozine. So I thought, I've already named Limodine. There's Limodine and Timozine in Limousine. What the fuck's going on here? So I sent him a Facebook message saying, are you in Limousine now? And he sent me one back going, no. So I don't know what that was about. Anyway, the Durellas have got a new album coming out this year, and I'm very much looking forward to it. And hello to both Limousine and the Durellas. Now,
hello.
Here's a band I suspect they might know as well. No, I think these are a London band. This single's not out until March. This has come through from Manila PR, a band called Damn Vandals. We played them a couple times before. Really, really like them. Slow, grungy, garage, indie, rock type affair. Anyway, let's see what you think of this. Twist and Tangle. We'll be right back.
idiot.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath, as you are this time.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bears this week, Tony.
Okay.
That was Dan Vandal's Twist and Tangle, a new single that comes out in, I think, 14th of March. 17th of March, says it. It comes out St. Patrick's Day. That's the 17th of March, isn't it?
Yeah.
We might play something else from Dan Vandal's that day, just to piss off the Irish.
Excellent.
That's taken from their new album, Rocket Out of London, that comes out on the 7th of April. So you've got an advance warning on that one. How about that? That's all right. I like that. And I've listened to the other side of it as well, and I like that as well. Maybe we'll give the other side of it an airing on the 17th of March. Who knows? I don't know what I'll be doing. I might be dead by then.
Okay.
Let's face it. I don't know why I'm making promises more than a week ahead these days. Anything could happen. Did you do anything last week? Oh, what is Dan Vandal's website?
Danvandals.co.uk?
It is indeed. Ooh. Tony, too. Poor living in step one. You're on a roll. Did you do anything last week?
Flew home.
Well, tell us more, Tony. You're really good at pre-seeing amazing events.
So, the last show I was in San Jose, and it was only the day before we flew back, I think. So we got to the airport. We had to drop the car off at 2:30, and we flew at 5:30. So we got to the airport 2:30, dropped the car off, and they've charged us wrong, so I'm going to have to sort that out. They've charged me a drop-off fee when they shouldn't have done, but anyway. Got through the airport, in a rush through, got the tickets, got to the gate about 4:00, got my big glass of red wine, and I've got some prescription drugs. Now, when I was in Arizona...
It's an excellent combination.
When I was in Arizona, we stayed with some friends of the family, and a lady there was from Nottingham, and she's got these really strong painkillers for her back.
Right.
And she said, if you take 2 of these with a big glass of red wine, you'll pass straight out.
Perfect.
So,
like the way her mind works.
Yeah. So I had them ready, took the glass of red wine to ease myself into the flight. Just as I drank the glass and it was kicking in, and they announced a delay. There's something wrong with the plane.
Oh dear.
We're going to have to fix it. We don't know how long it's going to be.
This isn't good for a nervous flyer.
No.
He's now off, he's not on prescribed drugs.
Exactly. So they gave us, it was supposed to fly at 5:30, and they said, we'll probably fly about 8:30. And then they just kept extending it. And they didn't give us compensation until they knew it was going to be longer than 4 hours. So we'd already eaten because we were starving. So it was all a bit of a mess. And they just kept extending it and extending it. We eventually flew at 11:30. So 6 hours delay.
Oh, what a nightmare.
I started to get a bit of a hangover. And the pilot decided to make time up.
Hang on a minute, because you get miserable when you're like that as well.
Yeah, and I wasn't in a good mood. But they didn't come around with drinks, so I was waiting around with my prescription drugs again, and waiting for the drinks to come so I could take a big glass of vodka. And they didn't come for about 2 hours.
Hang on, why did the pilot try and make time? What's up?
Because we were 6 hours delayed, and I think they just wanted to get there as quick as possible. Because of the delay, and also I think if they don't get you there within 4 hours of your arrival, they give you compensation, don't they?
But how can they make up 2 hours?
Well, that's it. They can't, can they? But I'm sure they just try and get people there quick as possible. But you got in a jet stream and just got as fast as you could, so it was very shaky the whole journey home.
Fabulous. This is a nightmare for you. But you got in the jet stream, fucking hell, man, it was like warp.
Yeah.
At warp speed.
That was a horrible flight. Horrible flight. And to make matters worse, I mean, the thing you don't want to hear, after sitting waiting 6 hours for a plane which they were fixing, is that we got on the plane and the pilot told us to be nice to the crew because it's a bit late and the crew have been waiting as well. So be nice to the crew.
It's not the crew's fault.
I know, but everyone's in a bad mood. And it was just horrible. But anyway.
So, did you get your booze?
I had one glass of vodka and orange about 2 hours into the flight, and they never came around again.
Well, blimey.
So
that's what your button's for, Tony. Just press the button. More booze.
They was not in the mood. I got told off by one of them for having my window open. But anyway.
So that we like window open.
Well,
I can understand. What were you doing? I'm going to fag out of it.
Well, you know. I can't remember what time we landed now. I think we landed about 6. We landed about 6 in the evening, and we'd missed our bus home. Oh. So we got to a hotel and just crashed. And then got home the next day. So we had an extended stay over in London. But we got home on the Friday rather than Thursday.
All right.
But I'm back now.
You're back now?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's more interesting than what I did last week. So here's the next song. We've got two tracks coming up now. First one coming up by a band called... Now, I'm hoping that I pronounce this right. Vitnia? Yeah? That's right. They're Norwegian, mate. Oslo rock band. Oslo metal. Coming right up for you now. And interestingly, I bet they go down the Rock Inn in Oslo. And I'll be there next weekend. Not this weekend, weekend after. If they're about, I might even meet them. You never know.
Excellent.
What I want to know is, what is Vitnia's website? It might just be Vitnia, but I think it's probably pronounced Vitnia.
Vitnia.sk?
SK? Where did you get that from?
I don't know, I can pick one at random.
How Norwegian is SK? No, it's not anyway, it's Vitnia.net. Vitne.net. Stay tuned for the tour, boys, I'll tell you all about them after you've heard them. In the meantime, this is To the Sky.
Sky, then higher and higher, and a heart. What is it after? Can't
Bled like a shot fox.
It's good to be nice and it's nice to be kind, but it's good to be bad. Sometimes I come from a rubber planet right there. Eyes wide open, look around. Are you happy with what you found? Did you pay for what you got? What did you ask for? Not a lot. I come from another planet right there. Spend your money, are using plastic? So convenient, so fantastic. They know what you bought, they know what you spent. They know what you ate, they know where you went. I come from another planet right there. Television, a 24-hour celebrities in ivory towers. Play a concert, feed the poor. Number one for evermore. I come from another planet, baby. The internet has got you sus. There's no one out there you can trust. Surveillance camera in every home. Oh, that's afraid of being alone.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And a happy new year to Marv as well.
Yep, happy new year, Marv.
That was Tall Boys and I Come From Another Planet, Baby. Nigel Lewis, lead singer of Tall Boys, one of the most distinctive voices in the whole of rock and roll. And that's from their latest album, which is called One. And I've had it on a loop in the car. It's absolutely brilliant. That's come via Drunkabilly Records as well. And just a great album. There's a really good cover version of Gary Gilmore's Eyes on it. And they've covered one of their own songs, Ride This Torpedo, with a real kind of, I don't know what it is, gypsy skiffle sort of rockabilly version of it. That's really good as well. It's just a great album. If you get the chance to get it, and we will be playing more tracks off that in future weeks as well, because I really like the first track on it, which is The Man Who Walked on the Moon. It's got a fantastic riff in it. Really, really good. What is The Tall Boys' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Tall Boys.
No, facebook.com/TallBoysUK official. Suddenly, probably be the Internet 3, Tony 2. I'm back. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must have been it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12. Yep, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. I'm going to do Friday to Sunday because there's something on all those days this weekend. But as always, there's something on in the week, so do pop along if you are ever free in the week. So this Friday, Brett M. Trio, The Graphic, Aaron Keylock Trio, that's a couple of trios, and the 261s. It's an Enterprise Studios night.
Right. £6.
Yes, it is.
Nice.
Saturday night, The Legendary Groovy Men, Waco, Oys to Men, Drop This, and a Booker Effect.
It's London Calling.
It is a London Calling.
London Calling night, brilliant. And hello to Oyster Men, who we feature regularly on this show.
Yes. Recently, I think, didn't we?
Recently.
Yeah. How much do you think's at tonight?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
And finally, Sunday night, the fir cones. It's a Sunday evening. Could be anything. How much do you think that is?
Still £5.
It is.
Oh, nice. 665. It across is. The road from Number of the Beast.
Yeah. That's it for me.
Ah, but there's something for me, because okay. Also on Saturday night, somewhere in and around Whitechapel, and I'm sorry I don't have the venue details to hand, but there's the Dirty Water Winter Dance Party. I'm off on Saturday. I've been invited along. I can't wait to go. It features the Dustaphonics, who you heard earlier in the show, who I saw in Lille at that music festival I went to, and King Salami and Cumberland 3, who I saw in Lille at that music festival I went to, and MFC Chicken, who I saw in Lille at that music festival. I cannot wait. It's going to be fantastic. Got a few of us going down, I think, for this one. And it looks like it's going to be a really great night. If you type in any of those bands alongside Dirty Water and I think it's called Winter Dance Party, you'll find the details for it, but it's in sort of central East London, and I at the moment I will be there on Saturday as well with a few mates as well. It looks like it's going to be a brilliant night, but it's obviously only as brilliant as what's on the 12 Bar Club as well, which you might want to go to as well. And you never know, I might go down to the 12 Bar after the Dirty Water one, because I think the Dirty Water one will finish fairly early. 12 Bar's kind of on the way back. So who knows, I might do both.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide
12 bar. And another one,
something else from Paul.
Yeah.
Yep.
Next up, you know who did a goth show last week?
Yes,
I've got an extra bit of goth coming up right now, but it's justified. This is a band from New Zealand called Disjecta Membra, and they are going to be supporting Pete Murphy, formerly of Bauhaus, or about to, or just have done, or whatever it is they're doing it anyway. And I heard this song and I just absolutely loved it. They sent us through this email direct, probably as a result of us realising we did the goth show last week. But if you weren't very pleased with the goth show last week because it was different to normal and you might not be into goth as much as I am, don't worry, because this is a cracking electro goth rock song with just a great, you're going to love the start to it, put it that way, you're going to love the start. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Disjecta Membra's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Disjecta Membra.
No, facebook.com/Disjecta Membra.nz. DisjectaMembra.nz. This is Death by Discotheque.
I fucking hate all of this dark dance music. I fucking hate fucking dark dance music. I fucking hate fucking synth pop, fucking gothic glow sticks, fucking synth pop, fucking EDM, fucking dark dance music. I fucking hate all of this dark dance music. I fucking hate fucking dark dance music. I fucking hate fucking synth pop, fucking gothic glow sticks, fucking synth pop, fucking EDM, fucking dark dance music. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Disjecta, member of Death by Discotheque. Oh, that girl's voice is something else. Are you doing anything this week?
No. Back at work, so just back to normal, really. Trying to get back on the house and try and get everything sorted. That's me.
Well, I've got down for this section of the show. What I'm doing this week is going to see King Salami, the Dustaphonics, and MFC Chicken, and I've already spoken about it. So I'll tell you what, we've been rattling on this week. Shall we just go straight into the next one?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, all right, because this is another great song. This band's come through via Squid Hat Records out of Las Vegas. We played a few bands where they were brought to our attention by The Objects, and there's so many good punk bands in Las Vegas, it's ridiculous. But here's a band that they've introduced me to, called Hit Me Baby. What they are is a Britney Spears tribute band, but they're punk.
Okay.
And one of their songs we will be playing on the Valentine's special as well. I'll talk about the symmetry in this show during the last bit. This, I'm not going to give you the full title of this one, only suffice to say it's called Oops.
I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Cause to lose all my senses is just so typically me. Oh baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Oh baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love. See, my problem is this. I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes they truly exist. I cry watching the day. You see, I'm a fool so many ways. Just to lose all my senses, it's just so typically me. Baby, oops, I did it again. I pray with your heart, get lost in the game. Oh baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love.
Brittany, before you go, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful. But wait a minute, isn't that?
Yeah, yes it is.
But I thought the old lady dropped it in the ocean in the air.
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Ah, did it again. This is you're listening to Gizarro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I thought best not to read out the full title of that, or actually we won't print out the full title of that in case it's obviously a cover version and somebody gets in bother.
Okay.
But it's a great track. Really, really great track. What is Hit Me Baby's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/HitMeBaby?
No, Facebook.com/HitMeBabyPunk. Right. Probably the internet 5, Tony 2. What a turnaround. Now, have you got a twat?
I don't.
Right, don't worry about that. Just briefly say what we require.
We require twats. 2014 now, new year, come on. Let's get your twats in. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's dead simple. I'm sure, over the festive period, you must have met a twat. Maybe it was somebody who wished you happy holidays that one too many times. I don't know. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Email me now.
Right. So, symmetry. Okay. This was pure coincidence, okay? Pure coincidence. I'm not going to go through song 1 and song 8 because the last song I'm going to talk about in a second, but the second song you heard this week was Genuine Hick and Wrong Turn. The track you just heard was Hit Me Baby and Oops, Wrong Turn. Then the third track you heard was Dan Vandal's Twist and Tangle. The sixth track you heard was Dejected Member, Death by Discotheque. Twist and Tangle, Twisting and a Turning, Having a Dance, Death by Discotheque, that's a disco. Songs 4 and 5 were written to the sky, and the Tall Boys, I Come From Another Planet Baby, Planets Are in the Sky. Can you see what's happened here?
God.
It's mental.
It's symmetry.
The first song this week was Swampy's Valley of the Dead. The last song this week is Long Tall Texans from their new album, and the track's called Kamikaze Killer. Valley of the Dead, Kamikaze Killer, Killer, Dead. It's like, it's crazy. It's just crazy. I got sent the Long Tall Texans new album, which I'm very, very excited about, via Simon Says, Simon Knott, and unfortunately it came through in a format that I couldn't download, so I asked him to send me a couple of MP3s, and he did. One that I'm saving for the Valentine's special. So quite a few of these bands will be in the Valentine's special as well. And this one, as I say, a track called Kamikaze Killer. Tony, what is Long Tall Texans' website?
LongTallTexans.co.uk?
It is indeed. Tony 3, probably be the Internet 5. Hello to Mark from Long Tall Texans, who I met again at the Psychobilly meeting in Spain a few years ago now. And I did interview him, but I interviewed him on the beach and it was really windy.
Right.
Destroyed the interview. And his girlfriend came over and stood there, and I didn't know she was his girlfriend. And I went, what do you want? And she went, Mark. I went, oh, God, here we go. So, my apologies. Anyway, Long Tall Texans, great band, fantastic live band. You're going to love this track. This is Kamikaze Killer.
Kamikaze killer, there's a nasty grip in the air. Taste the beer, the time's near. You told the ones you hold so dear. Born of hell, still rising somewhere. Gotta get down and have some fun. Kamikaze killer, there's a nasty grip in the air. Taste the beer, the time's near. You told the ones you hold so dear. He's going down, 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 down. And he ain't got no parachute. Kamikaze killer, there's a nasty grip in the air. Taste the beer, the time's near. You told the ones you hold so dear. And the last they said, his guns on fire. Run for your life, eat a dinner and turn. Kamikaze killer, there's a nasty grip in the air. Taste the beer, the time's near. You told the ones you hold so dear. He's going down, 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 down. We'll be right back.
That was Long Tall Texans, Kamikaze Killer. Thanks very much for listening this week. I meant to read out the competition winner this week from the competition we've been running for the last few weeks, but we've had so many entries in that I haven't gone through them all yet, so I will. It's now closed. You can't enter now. It's now closed, and I will announce the winner next week. The good news is, with every day that goes by, we're being sent more CDs, so there will be more CDs in the pile for the eventual winner. So it's all good, and we'll do the winner next week. I say we'll do the winner next week. They're not that lucky. We will announce the winner next week. Maybe you could just mention the internet station that carried this show, and we'll wrap this boy up.
Yep, we are on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com. And we are still on radioandrew.se. I think they changed the website at the moment, but everything's still working, I believe. So do check that out, radioandrew.se.
Oh, and the Long Talk Texans website just says that... website coming soon, but there's a link on it to Mark Carew, the lead singer's Facebook page, so you'll be able to find out all about them there. Thanks very much for listening to us this week, and obviously enjoying the wonderful Symmetry. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Bunch of guns.